Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, getting rid of our favorite pest, the mosquito. That's right, spring is here, or almost here. It's actually snowed here today in Wisconsin in April, of all things, but that does happen from time to time. But spring is around the corner, and our favorite pest is soon to be coming out. Here in Wisconsin, we call it the state bird, the mosquito, but it is prominent in many, many areas of the country, and of course, it's one of the least favorite bugs of all because they love to bite people, especially the female mosquito. They're prominently the ones that are the biters because they need the blood for the protein that they need to create their eggs. The male mosquitoes tend to feed more on plant nectar, but the females tend to want the blood to create the eggs. Now, what's crazy about mosquitoes is over their several-month lifespan, they can live a couple months. A female mosquito can produce up to 700 eggs. So you wonder why they just keep coming and keep coming. Those females can crank out a lot of baby mosquitoes. So we're going to talk about a couple things here on this episode to help you guys with mosquitoes. We'll talk about a few tips that you can do around your home and your yard that don't require chemical treatment. We'll talk a little bit about chemical treatment. But we're mainly going to spend the majority of the time on some plants that you can put in your yard that will help repel the mosquitoes. So if you're doing some updating on your landscaping, especially if you have an area that you like to sit out on, potentially adding these type of plants will help reduce mosquitoes in that area because there's certain things that they're just not attracted to. Okay, so again, mosquitoes are a pest, not only because they like to bite people and they cause itchy bumps, but there is also the fear with mosquitoes of some of the viruses that they contain. And a couple of the ones that you've probably heard of, maybe you've forgotten over the years, but West Nile virus, Zika virus, yellow fever, and various forms of encephalitis. There's several thousand people a year that get very sick from mosquito bites and these types of viruses that they carry. So it is also a health and safety issue taking care of mosquitoes in your area because you don't want to end up in the hospital. Okay. So we know that there are a lot of them. They can breed quickly, and they can get you sick. So a couple things. First of all, first and foremost, if you are going to try and reduce the mosquitoes in your area, before you start investing in thousands of dollars of chemicals and different things, you want to get rid of the habitats that they form in. Now, they like to form in areas where water collects. So if you've got clogged gutters and you've got kind of some swampy, leafy water up in there, they're going to love to collect in that. If you have outdoor pet bowls with water in them, they'll probably habitat in and around and under that. Or if you have a very small little pond nearby, a stream, anything with water, those are mosquito habitats like no other. So you want to try and remove those or eliminate as much of that as you can, or at least keep it as far away from your home as possible. The other things that they like to go into are wood piles, tall grasses, and they also like to hang around a lot of bushes. So again, you may not be able to deal with all of this, right? You want to have bushes around your home, but you may want to be careful if you have certain areas that you're sitting out at. Like, don't put the wood pile right next to where you sit because you're creating a mosquito habitat. So locate some of these things that you can further away if possible. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is to look at some organic methods to get rid of these. And there's a lot of different suggestions here. I actually got this from our friend Bob Vila. Bob Vila's a man, so I had this article, and this is kind of where I got the idea for this from. But he lists a bunch of plants that you can put out that will repel mosquitoes. So we're going to go over those right now. All right, the first plant that you can put out that will repel mosquitoes is catnip. And it's got a chemical in it, and it's called nepetyl acetone. And it is a chemical that drives cats nuts, but it also drives mosquito nuts in the opposite way. And it is a good repellent. And actually, it is more effective than commercial DEET, which is crazy. But catnip is basically has little spikes of white and purple flowers that come out in spring and last till fall. It is a perennial, so it'll return year after year, but it needs to be planted in sun and has to have dry soil occasionally as well. So if you don't mind having a stray cat in your yard, this may help prevent the mosquitoes. The one thing you're going to find with mosquitoes, by the way, is they don't like things with strong scents. So any plant that has a really strong scent generally is going to deter mosquitoes. Citronella plants obviously make sense, right? You have citronella candles, which a lot of people use, but you can also get citronella plants. It has a grassy appearance, and it's drought resistant. You do want to put it in a place that has some afternoon shade, and you need kind of a rich, nutrient, and fast-draining type soil. Now, you would have to replant this every year. They tend to die out in the winter months if you have frost in your soil. But you can definitely put citronella plants out. If you want something more pleasant looking and colorful, you may want to consider putting in a lavender plant. Now, most people do like the scent of lavender, so that's also an added benefit if you like that scent. But you do need to have full sun. You need a little bit of a dry soil area. And you got to do a little pruning on it because it can get a little out of hand. But put a lavender plant out. That will definitely help deter mosquitoes. If you're into some other scents, lemon balm is another plant that you could put out. It's related to the mint family, actually. It has a little bit of a citrusy smell to it. It also can be used in cooking and things like that. And it also helps make you tired. And some people use it in tea. You do need partial shade and moist soil. It doesn't have to be super wet, but you do need moist soil for this to grow. Another plant that you can put in that'll repel the mosquitoes is marigold. But you do need to be a little careful with that because they need to be, they do better in containers basically, and they do need a lot of sun, and you do want the soil to dry out from time to time. But you can get all sorts of bright colors, and marigolds are a very popular flower. If you're more into cooking and you're planting a garden, you may want to consider putting in basil. Basil also repels mosquitoes. It's got a very strong scent to it, obviously. You do need to keep it in a moist area, and you do need some fertilizer from time to time. And then basically, as it flowers, once it flowers, it stops producing new leaves. So you do want to kind of pull the flower buds off every once in a while. Otherwise, it'll stop flowering for you. But you can also use it in your cooking. Another member of the mint family is called pennyroyal, and it also has a strong fragrance, and it's good at repelling mosquitoes as well. The only problem with this is it can be toxic to humans and animals, so you do have to, one, put it in a container and probably keep it out of the way from kids and pets. So wouldn't necessarily recommend this one as much, but if you do decide to plant it, you need plenty of sun and soil that can stay moist. Another herb that you can use for cooking but also repels mosquitoes is peppermint. So you can put it in all sorts of different foods, but the problem with peppermint is it's an invasive species. So if you plant it in your yard, it could be all over the place in places you may not want. So you do have to put it into a container, and it does need partial shade and regular watering to grow. But that is also another really good mosquito repellent. All right, other things that you want to plant, a couple more here to get rid of your mosquito population in your yard and keep them away from your sitting in your entertaining areas, geraniums. Now, geraniums have a lot of colorful flowers, but you have to make sure you get the scented variety of geraniums. There's some that probably don't have a lot of scent, especially if you find ones that have a lemon, lime, orange, or peppermint type scent to them. Those are going to be the most likely to repel mosquitoes. They do need a fairly sunny area and soil that will dry out from time to time. And they actually do well in crummy soil. So if you don't have really good soil, that is a good plant to put out there for you. Again, if you're into cooking, you could also look at planting rosemary. It does a lot of things too, besides obviously using it for cooking and the fragrance that it has. It also, from time to time, has purple flowers that bloom. You do need full sun and sandy type soil in that area. Otherwise, it's not going to grow as well there. Another herb that you can use, and it's used a lot in Asian cooking, is lemongrass. And of course, it is like it sounds. It's a tall clump of grass. So you can actually get really creative too and start mixing some of these different plants to get not only a different landscape, but also a variety of scents, as long as you don't mind the scents, of course, but that'll definitely keep those mosquitoes out. Lemongrass, if you do plant that, you do need to put it in a full sun spot. It is an annual, and you do need to fertilize it every once in a while and keep that soil moist if you want that to grow. And the last but not least is Monarda, and it's also commonly called bee balm. And this attracts a lot of other bugs, like bees, especially butterflies, and also hummingbirds. So if you want to attract some of the slightly more desirable bugs and critters, you could put that down. And it will repel mosquitoes as well. Requires full sun, and a little afternoon shade is nice as well for it, just so it doesn't get too hot. And you do need to keep the soil fairly moist. And it does also have flowers on it, obviously, which attract the butterflies and the bees and the hummingbirds. So you can get those throughout the season until fall. So another good plant that you can put in. So as you can see, there are a lot of options for you to plant to get rid of mosquitoes. But obviously, if you don't remove some of the habitats and those kind of things, you're going to have them continue to come around. There are some other things you can do to get rid of mosquitoes if you're not into plants, if you're not, you don't have a green thumb like I do. You can put garlic spray out. I've heard coffee grounds also repel them. Or if you like to burn a lot, you know, a nice smoky fire will keep them out of the area as well. So you can do those kind of things. Or you can do solutions around your home. You can put in those mosquito fans or those air machines that kill the mosquitoes. You can put in a screened-in porch. You can do all sorts of things. You can just wear long-sleeve clothes so they don't typically get through your clothes. There's a lot of other things you can do if you don't want to do the planting, if you don't want to invest heavily in a screened-in area. You can definitely, you know, also be careful. You can use sprays and all sorts of other things as well, although I kind of tend to wonder with some of these sprays how that affects people long term. You know, if some of that stuff repels and kills these bugs, it may not necessarily be good for you either. So just something to keep in mind. And definitely the plant solution is a very organic way to naturally keep them out of your area without killing them, and provide potentially some interesting landscaping, colors, and also potentially some food on your plate as well, herbs and different things as well. So that is obviously a very good solution if you're willing to invest a little money and time into planting some of these plants that the mosquitoes don't like. So hopefully you guys found this super helpful. And if you are planning on spending a lot of time in your backyard this year, you will hopefully put this to good use and invest in some of these plants to help get rid of those mosquitoes. Guys, I'm asking for a favor right now. Take a moment, give us a 5-star rating on the podcast, and write a sentence or two. We'd really appreciate it. It helps more people find the Home Building Hero podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.